So the October long weekend and school holiday period meant many families took the chance to get away from the city. So how important, though, are public and school holidays to the industry sector? Dr. Julie Jie Wen, the lecturer in heritage and tourism at the Western Sydney University, told me more. School holidays benefit the tourism industry.
Absolutely, yes. People have time to travel. They need time and money. So hopefully when they have the time, they're willing to spend money. And long holiday would not necessarily get people to travel. They need to find it attractive to travel. Sometimes the road condition, or sometimes when it's peak time, hotels and restaurants can be more expensive. That's the factor that will get people to think twice about traveling during peak time. So we need to think about both sides.
Okay, and our families, so are families actually using this 3-day period to travel?
Yeah, families with children, yes. So we look at perhaps a differentiation of the population. School holidays with children, they travel, retirees hopefully traveling at different time. So we are promoting seasonal arrangement from the destinations, the commercial businesses, for example. So they encourage people to take advantage of the peak season, non-school holidays, so retirees can travel when school holiday kids are not traveling. So we're trying to educate the industry that there are different options. They do not always have to crowd into the peak time.
Okay, so in this 3-day period, what you're trying to get is you're trying to get families on school holidays. So where are they going? Are they traveling domestically? Are some of them going abroad?
We are looking at very impulsive traveling these days. School holidays, normally, a majority of people would still travel domestically, especially when we have this 3-day long weekend. And a school holiday, we look at the seasons. Now it's autumn overseas. We look at a very high peak in January. Because people are going to Japan, for example, for skiing holiday. And for autumn, it's not very obvious. It's not end of the year. So I would think during our October school holiday, more people would be traveling domestically.
Okay, so even though it's like a good 2-week period for school holidays, people are just staying domestic.
A majority of people would. People would travel overseas normally towards the end of the year when they have longer holiday and when parents have more time as well. So that's definitely a peak for people to travel overseas.
Okay.
Australians are traveling overseas too much anyway. So we're hoping Tourism Australia is trying very hard to promote domestic traveling. So I've been hoping we could promote more domestic traveling during the school holidays in October, in April, and we allow people to do overseas towards the end of the year when there's such a contract of season and price can vary a lot when they go overseas towards the end of the year. Right now, autumn in the northern hemisphere, for example, we don't see a big benefit for Aussies to travel overseas.
Okay, you just said that Australians are traveling overseas too much. So how have you figured, like, why? How is it too much? I mean, where do you figure that out?
Yeah, we look at the international proportion globally. Domestic tourism to global to international travel, for example, is around 10-1. So you look at 10 times as big as domestic tourism compared to overseas traveling. But in Australia, domestic to international, the proportion is only 3.4-1. So we're looking at less than 4 times as big domestic traveling. So when we compare to international traveling pattern, Australians are definitely traveling a lot more internationally compared to our domestic travel. We have a very underdeveloped domestic traveling market.
Okay, so for the, you know, businesses that rely on domestic tourism, what's, you know, has this gotten worse over the last few years, or is this something we've always been traveling overseas?
Yeah, it fluctuates, especially with the direction of our Australian dollar. When we have stronger dollar, people find it more beneficial to travel overseas. But I believe there's some still lots of potential for us. I believe we have so much resource. We attract many international visitors, and it's a shame if we Australians do not explore our country a bit more. So I've been actually trying to promote domestic tourism. That's the area we think we definitely need more work from the government and from business as well.
Okay, so in the future, what kind of breakdown would you like to see?
I would definitely encourage the increase of domestic tourism. Maybe look at 6-1 instead of 4-1. We don't really travel a lot, not enough within our country. We have a huge country. I think partly the problem lies in the the value of your dollar. When we go to Thailand, go to Bali, for example, it's even cheaper than going domestically for even not interstate. If we travel within New South Wales, it may cost more for 3 days rather than going overseas for 1 week. So definitely that's the major hurdle sometimes when we make the decision. It's more value for our money to travel overseas. That's something we definitely need to address. But we look at the safety of our country, we look at the diversity of activities, especially for school holidays. When we look at children going overseas, right? Parents enjoy shopping. When we look at the holiday resort, people are locked in the resort, and activities could be very limiting. When we think about children exploring Australia with their families, we have a lot more potential compared to other market segments to develop domestic tourism. So, Elena, I truly believe for school holidays, for families with children, Australia is able to offer a lot more.
Okay. And, on the other side of the coin, can you tell us where in New South Wales is the tourism sector faring the best?
I would imagine coastal areas still, unfortunately, it's already crowded. Southern Highland, I live in Sydney, so I look at my travelling pattern, Southern Highland. Places within 3 hours drive to Sydney would definitely have lots of potential to grow. We look at the weekends, or not even long weekends, not school holidays, especially weekends. We're looking for places for or just a day trip or one overnight trips, for example. So places within 3 to 4 hours driving distance to Sydney would definitely have a lot more potential. We look at the growing population, maybe families investing a lot more in the education of their children, and the competitive environment for children. As a parent myself, I am willing to perhaps pay for destinations, activities that would benefit my children and easy to drive to. I definitely see growing areas around Sydney.
Dr. Julie Jia Wen, lecturer in heritage and tourism at the Western Sydney University there, talking about tourism in New South Wales.